The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Children's Ombudsman, Dr. Niall Muldoon, has called for domestic abusers to be removed from their homes after an allegation of violence is made. He said that as it stands, women face a choice between homelessness and returning to their very abuser. I'm joined by Anne Clark, CEO of Offaly Domestic Violence Support Services. Anne, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
This is a welcome call, I suspect.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the ideal situation is that the mother and her children don't have to leave the family home. We know that, you know, there's a lot of instability after they exit an abusive relationship. And we know there's lack of affordable housing. There's discrimination. Even financial constraints as well all factor into making life very, very difficult for that person when they leave an abusive relationship.
Now, was it always so, or was there a different kind of jurisdiction before?
I mean, if we look back in the 60s, 70s and early 80s, there was always, I suppose, the premise where the perpetrator was removed from the home. But somewhere along the way, the pendulum has moved the other side, where now it's the victim and children that have to actually leave the family home. So, yeah, I don't know where we got lost along the way that it has suddenly shifted, where the most vulnerable are the ones having to leave their homes.
Exactly. If the perpetrator is not being removed, then the victim and the children, for their own safety, maybe have to try to find some other place of safety. And that's the difficulty. How great is the problem at the moment?
Oh, the problem is at epidemic level, really, because, you know, there's huge levels of violence at the moment. We're seeing really, really serious levels of perpetration of physical violence with women presenting to our service. And, ordinarily, you know, the only protection for them is through the court system for the domestic violence orders. So you either have a temporary order, which is a protection order, which allows the perpetrator to stay in the home, but stops them from perpetrating any form of violence that will instill any harm or risk or fear. And then that's shifted to a safety order, which is more permanent. And then if somebody, you know, is at risk, at really serious risk of physical violence and threats to their life and threats to kill, then you're looking at an interim barring order, which lasts for 7 days. And then the person has the right to redress that in front of the judge. And if the judge considers that the serious risk is still there, would impose a barring order that could be from 1 to 3 to 5 years, depending on the judge's discretion. But they're extremely difficult to get, Pat. Particularly, I suppose, we're coming out, you know, if we look at coming out of COVID, and particularly judges will say, well, does the other person have somewhere to go if I remove them from the home? So ordinarily what's happening is that women, you know, are looking really at a choice of, can I pay, if I leave here, can I pay the rent? Can I feed the children? If I can't do both, I'm going to have to return back into that abusive home.
And that's the difficulty. But this business of the courts and what they hand down, a protection order and safety order and then an interim barring order and finally something a bit more permanent, it's an awful lot of palaver, and there can be an awful lot of damage done in the meantime while all of this due process has been gone through.
Well, I suppose if you look at the domestic violence orders, they can actually be very immediate, because as soon as somebody presents to us and looks for a domestic violence order, the first stage is they go into the court and, you know, they give their story, they fill out the paperwork. The order is awarded immediately if there is significant risk and if the judge considers there's enough there for the threshold for that order. Immediately that's served on the perpetrator. But if you're looking at the protection order and the safety order, it means the perpetrator is allowed to stay in the home. But what we're also seeing now is that women are not being given the protection orders. They're given a summons for a safety order. And that's not an order. It's just a summons to appear in court. So during that time, they have no safety order or protection order or any forms of protection in place while they wait to get into court. And that could be 2 or 3 months before they actually get in front of the judge. And they have to go home now that perpetrator has been informed that they've contacted the judiciary and the guards, and, you know, they're now at home at risk without any order at all.
Which is a crazy situation. Now, I presume they do all of this stuff in the interests of protecting the rights of everybody, including the rights of the alleged abuser, because there would be a suspicion sometimes that there might be some malign reason for accusing someone who might not be culpable at all, however rare that might be.
That's extremely rare, Pat. It's like, you know, I've been working over 15 years in this sector and I haven't, you know, it's not something I have ever come across. It's very, very rare. And really, when you have a victim of abuse, be it male or female, they're not going to be putting themselves through that ordeal and trauma and fear and to, you know, go in front of a judge and give their story and, you know, to discuss very private things that are happening in their family home. You're not doing that unless that is actually going to, is the situation of what's happening here. So we find that those circumstances are extremely rare.
All right. And thank you very much for joining us. Anne Clark, CEO of Offaly Domestic Violence Support Services. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in our conversation, you can contact the Women's Aid Helpline 24/7 at 1-800-341.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.